The Virginia Education Association sponsors Virginia Public Radio on the air and online.
People who live in Virginia's Hampton Roads region hear a lot of this.
From flooded cars to closed streets, the rain is causing problems in several cities, and we've got crews in Portsmouth and Norfolk right now.
That's from WAVY-TV's coverage of flooding last September. So it's not surprising that a pair of lawmakers from Hampton Roads introduced a bill in the General Assembly that would tweak disclosure requirements related to flooding in real estate sales. At present in Virginia, even if a seller knows a home is in a flood zone, he or she is not required to say anything about that to the buyer. David Poole with the Virginia Public Access Project explains how the new law might change things.
The owner still would not have to disclose if they knew that this property were in a flood area, but the bill would amend the what's known as the Virginia Residential Property Disclosure Act that advises buyers that they may want to do their due diligence to find out if, one, the home is in a flood hazard area, and two, if flood insurance is required.
So, David, buyers would receive a document that basically says you might want to check and see if this property is at risk for flooding.
Right. Under the Virginia law, again, it's the buyer's obligation to be aware of any defects. The change in the law would just make that an item that is part of the documents that are part of a real estate transaction to say this is one thing you should take into consideration.
So far, no one is lobbying against this bill, but that doesn't mean everybody's happy with it.
One environmental manager, it's quoted in the story, Meg Pittinger from Portsmouth, thinks the bill doesn't go far enough. She calls it, quote, non-disclosure disclosure.
It would join a list of other non-disclosure disclosures, such as whether the home might be washed away if a dam breaks. Again, let the buyer beware. David, you might want to mention the source of this story.
This is a story by Aaron Applegate, a reporter with the Virginian Pilot. And the second story is also from the Pilot, by Tim Everly.
And this one is about a tax flub-up in Norfolk.
The city has discovered last year it was not collecting all the payroll deduction taxes for its 1,600 employees. And in fact, in nearly a four-year period, it ran up about a $657,000 bill with the IRS.
David, is that money owed by the city or is it owed by the employees?
Basically, the way payroll deduction works, about half of it is paid by the employer, half of it is paid by the employee. The city is not going to go back and deduct money that should have been deducted from the employees' paychecks. That's a good news for the employees. They were probably very unaware of this provision of IRS law, which apparently the city folks that are responsible for this weren't aware either.
And in case you're wondering exactly who in city government was unaware of the law, Norfolk's assistant city manager says no one knows who made the mistake. She also says that unknown individual is no longer working for the city. David Poole works for the Virginia Public Access Project. You'll find their daily compilation of newspaper reporting from around the state at vpap.org. Click on the VA News link. I'm Fred Eccles.